You're listening to SBS News.
The New South Wales-Victoria border was closed for the first time in 100 years on Tuesday night as part of an effort to stop Melbourne's coronavirus outbreak spreading further. It's caused major disruptions and logistical difficulties for border cities such as Albury-Wodonga, which together have a population of about 90,000. It's also caused confusion for the area's close-knit multicultural communities who have struggled to find information on the new restrictions in languages other than English. Digaj Regmi, a member of the Nepalese and Bhutanese community there, says there has been difficulty understanding the new border rules.
In the initial stage, we had a confusion regarding coming to the Albury side, and there was kind of stress in our community.
Nepali is the second most common language spoken in Albury-Wodonga, according to the 2016 census. Mr. Regmi, an engineer who lives in Wodonga but frequently crosses into Albury for work, says while his community is able to access the more general nationwide information on COVID-19, finding localised details is much more difficult. And considering the community is split on either side of the border, he says this is vital.
We share the border health facility over here, and most of our community members come to Albury to work for the study and to visit the family.
He says having information translated into Nepali would be helpful.
It's a really good idea to pass the information on Nepalese language so everybody can understand, and we work together as a part of the community.
Local translators say there is a lack of in-language information about the border rules, leaving them scrambling to keep their communities up to date. Since 2009, Wodonga resident Bhakti Mainali Damala is an interpreter for the Bhutanese community, some of whom she says struggles to read or write in any language.
We try a lot of information to translate in Nepali language, but we find out it is even not reliable for all the people who speak Nepali because of the literacy, because they have no knowledge of literacy even in their home language.
Ms. Damala has been providing vital information since the pandemic began, which she says has been particularly stressful for migrant communities.
English second language, and that's completely new system in here where they come from. And it is not one or two things to learn. It is so much to learn, and it is very important. People, they are very overwhelming. If the information is confusing, they are getting extra pressure on the people.
When the border was closed with just over 24 hours' notice on Tuesday, Ms. Damala's work became even more pressing. But to make it more accessible to people with lower literacy skills, her service often comes with more than a 24-hour delay. She has been gathering information each night, making recordings and posting them later the next day for people to listen to.
The core community is about 24 to 36 hours late getting information in their language than the other general population.
Many people affected by the border closure have also reported having difficulties applying for travel permits. The Service New South Wales website crashed shortly after it was launched on Tuesday due to what it said was high levels of demand. Ms. Damala says the permit scheme was causing particular stress and confusion among people whose main language isn't English.
It's really confusing for people like me also, getting confusing when how do I get a permit, how do I access the permit. If we miss something and cross the border by not understanding, we have to pay $11,000. That is big money. And people are really worried what to do, who to ask.
Ms. Damala says the lack of in-language information had led to some people thinking they are in real danger because they were able to cross the border freely during the first stage of coronavirus lockdowns.
People think, oh, we are in a survival mood. Where do I go? Who do I talk? Can I go to the shopping centre? Can I talk to my family?
The New South Wales member for Albury, Justin Clancy, says local volunteer organisations have also been helping out. He says residents can seek assistance at the local library to use internet or printers as well.
And in that sense, we've got Albury Volunteer Bureau as an organisation. We've got other entities that are making sure they reach out and support multicultural communities.
The New South Wales government has flagged the possibility of imposing even harder restrictions on towns along its border with Victoria. While the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the government would hold off on doing so for now, she says it remains on high alert. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.